a Marvel animated film. Featuring the Avengers. Two legendary heroes go toe-to-toe against one unstoppable force. With the voice talents of Jennifer Carpenter as Black Widow and Brian Bloom as the Punisher. Marvel's Avengers Confidential, Black Widow and Punisher.
Technically, it's not behind your back, it was on air, Wayne.
Ah, it's behind my back, I'm not there to defend myself. I'm tired of that shit.
You know, there's a comment form, right?
Fuck your comments.
Fuck your comments. And fuck you too, Craig. Fuck it. Oh, well, people. We back for another edition of Spoiling at the Movies. Spoiling at the Movies. I am your host. The phenomenal one, of course.
I am Cody.
Well, that's it. You're not doing the big... I thought you'd be, I'm the man with the fire and the ice and vodka and all that bullshit.
Nah, he's a degenerate.
I do all that shit, yeah. I say degenerate, or I don't say it.
He's a degenerate.
I'm funny to say it right now, so just go ahead, Wayne.
Of course, I am Wayne, and I'm just Wayne. That's all. I'm not the Aussie arsehole. I'm not a cross-dressing transgender like these two motherfuckers have been telling you. I'm not anorexic. I don't need feeding.
Yeah, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You are, Wayne. Please. You know what, people? This is a perfect time. Wayne's brought something. I just want to say something before we start the show.
Here we go.
Are you hungry out there in the world? Well, you should be, because Mr. Wayne Smell, for $1 a day, can eat. Please, send $1 to the phenomenal one at moviespoilerspodcast.com, and where I can share the wealth with Wayne so he can one day eat a full meal.
You wouldn't share shit. You'd be going there and buying booze the moment the people want to send you.
Hey, I'm not an alcoholic. That's Cody. What are you talking about?
The money's not going to me, so you don't have to worry about that, way. So.
I said, what are you talking about? It'll probably go to a bottle that me and Cody can share, but still. But you know what? Hey, we eat, okay?
Yeah.
We eat something. I know that. Frick, too. I am the tame alcoholic sex addict, okay? That's Sammy and Cody you need to worry about. They're the ones that's outrageous.
What?
Why is everybody laughing? That ain't funny. I am the tame one. Yes, I'm the perfect balance for Sammy and Cody. That's me.
I haven't heard so much bullshit in my life.
What are you talking about, Cody? I don't.
Hey, Cody, I've seen your Instagrams, Cody. It's just all alcohol. You need help.
Okay, yeah. On that, no, I'm talking about the sex edition shit.
Oh no, that's Sammy.
Just to make
Sammy,
that clear.
Sammy and Cody, that's there. I'm the perfect balance of this.
That's shit.
Look, Sammy just finds anything that's pointy and sits on it, like a parking meter. Yeah.
Damn. Also, everybody, if you got cactuses at home,
I'm going to cop it for that one, aren't I?
Probably so, but you know what? I take it that her and Z really don't listen to these shows, so, you know.
Oh, thank God. Oh, then you're a whore, Sammy, all right? Get fucked, all right? Nothing but love for you, though. Nothing but love for you.
Oh, shit.
He's used every word but cut so far. Wow, he's a changed man.
Yeah, I'm trying to change it a bit. I'm trying to get away from the cunt.
Oh, I got a little variety. I like that.
He's like, I got variety. Look at that. Yeah. Advancement 2016. Wait.
Yeah, trying to improve myself every day.
Yeah, you see that, Cody? Look at that.
Look at that. Make a little strides.
Me and Wayne are like the moderate versions of Cody and Sam. Cody and Sam are outrageous. Sex addicts and alcoholics and shit. See, I drink just the perfect balance.
Fuck you,
dude. Shut up, Cody. I am like the perfect balance of my sex addiction and drinking or whatever. When Cody does it, he just goes outrageous. And when Sammy does it, they just go outrageous. But me, I found the perfect balance to live like a normal life of doing it. And whereas,
my gosh,
there's nothing funny about this, Cody. I'm talking about
your. I find this shit absolutely fucking hilarious. It's the funniest shit I've heard all year.
No, the year just
started. The year just started.
Yeah, no, you just wait till my Dawn of Justice review come out. No, Cody. I'm trying to help you.
Okay.
Let me be the voice of you as the voice of the voice.
Oh, no, I don't need you speaking for me. Thank you. That's the worst thing imaginable. I'm good, man.
Wayne, cut his mic off. We don't need this voice right now. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the two voices of voice.
It's sad when you're me. If you're me at the voice of the voice of reason, then this side's in some big fucking trouble.
Well, you said it on last episode or whatever. You know, I don't sleep. Cody's alcoholic, Sam's sex addict, and you're a crossdresser and who doesn't eat. So yeah, it's like pretty fucked. I think very much. You broke that down.
We're forgetting Z in all this. All right, don't let Z get off scot free.
Z's dying. That's why. So.
You know what? The way this site's going, he's a lucky one. All right? Is we're getting overrun by fucking people abusing you because you're a Hateful Eight review and you're tame. So fuck you, Craig. Because that movie's a fucking horse shit. All right? I'll defend P1 and all that.
Why do I feel like I'm going to get a fuck you for this?
I got Tom Brady riding my ass who I don't even know who you are. I don't care who you are. To me, you're nothing but a maggot I'd step on. Take a piss on if I ever saw you. And you got poor Cody getting attacked by some Mexican fuck Rodrigo or whatever the fuck you are.
Freaking Wayne, diversity, please.
Come fuck on. Diversity.
Wayne, no.
Fuck diversity. Fuck it all.
Wayne,
and
we
got these two amazing guys I'm doing the show with right now robbed of a podcast award because they're black.
Because we're black.
Thank you. Thank you. Equal representation. Bitch.
Boycott the whatever the podcast awards. Boycott it forever.
We were the only black nominees, and therefore they shot robbed us of our award.
Damn straight.
We were shunned
of this. Scott. I see what they're racist against Australians and black people. I see what it is. Yep. That's what I see.
Spit at thee. Do it. Fuck them.
You know what? No, I will be picketing with signs and everything until they acknowledge us as a black related podcast because nobody supports the black community more so than me and Cody.
Goddamn right.
Just
you wait. Yeah, I've heard nothing yet.
Got a lot of black positivity for you. Got to thank Wayne for our beautiful Photoshop, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X Photoshop with me and him. Because, you know, what other two black men would be up there with them? Me and Cody.
There you go, right there.
One's a Jew and the other's a fucking ginger. So, yeah. Yeah, just perfectly.
And even in that photo, you're holding a bottle of alcohol, Cody.
Yeah, exactly. He invented the first alcohol. There you go. he invented bottles so niggas wouldn't have to drink out of their hands. There you go. There you go. Yeah. And you know what, Cody? I thank you for inventing that bottle because, you know what, I got tired of drinking from my hands.
My pleasure.
Acting like I was a slave drinking from my hands. Oh, fuck all that. I'm so glad Cody invented the bottle.
The bottle.
What the fuck are we talking about now? Oh, yeah, that's right. Avengers Confidential, Black Widow and Punisher.
Oh,
Wayne's choice this time. Wayne, how about a plot synopsis then? I'd love to hear this shit.
Yeah, this would be fun.
Yeah, because fucking hell. All right, well, to start off, you get the Punisher doing his shit, going around killing motherfuckers because, you know, he's the fucking Punisher. So, naturally, S.H.I.E.L.D. have to fuck with that. And you get this big, titted, red-headed fucking ginger bitch. Black Widow comes in and fucks him up, all right? Because he's trying to clean the streets up, trying to clean up crime, all right? So he's on, like, what's the name of that fucking group? Ventress or Victus or what the fuck were they called?
Leviathan,
just close enough.
God damn.
Damn, they were even close. Holy shit.
The Ventress?
I was getting there. I was close enough. I'm doing this from memory, people. I watched this about a week ago. Anyway, Nick Fury turns up, pretty much says the Punisher, you know what, you're fucking the shit up, you're interfering with our cases, we're trying to actually find these motherfuckers and take them down properly, and you're just going around and shoot motherfuckers, you got to stop this, or you got to team up and help us. And Nick Fury's always trying to be the voice of reason, because he's a fucking idiot. So, naturally, Punisher don't want to help, because he's Frank Castle, he just wants to fucking shoot anything, so he has to end up teaming up with Black Widow. They have to go and investigate to try and locate the main source of all these weapons and fucking all this technology that's been stolen from S.H.I.E.L.D. and where it's been fucking stolen from. And there becomes a fucking love story between some scientist fucking tosser and the ginger bitch, Black Widow. For just no reason, it turns into a fucking romance, which pissed me the fuck off, to be honest, because it took away interest from the Punisher, which is the only reason I fucking picked this thing. The Punisher became a fucking background character for a moment. That was a pain in the ass. And all you get in the end, out of nowhere, the Avengers team up, show up out of nowhere. Thor does fucking nothing but just appears. And Captain America, I don't even know where the fuck he was. He was obviously gone off somewhere else. It's just, I don't know what you guys thought about it. At the end of the day, it was a fucking boring ass film.
Well, Wayne, I gotta disagree with you. I absolutely love this film.
Oh, what?
Yeah, this is up there as far as Marvel films go.
Oh, for a Marvel film, it was one of the better ones. But I don't like seeing the Punisher. I realize I hate him teaming up with someone. I don't like that shit.
Okay, interesting.
I have to say, Wayne, I loved all that. I love the love story. That was just so incredible. Don't you agree, Kyle?
Shut the fuck up. Now you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, as far as love stories, yeah, Kyle, usually I don't care into that love shit in these fucking movies, man. I usually hate that shit. I despise that shit.
Yeah, same here.
When I saw this shit in here, I was like, oh, okay, you know what? I can get down with this. Elias and Black Widow.
Yeah, man, like Elias was, I thought he was the best character other than the Punisher, Wayne. Didn't you think so?
Now you're just fucking with me. You're so fucking with me. Man, no way you think that shit.
I like that stutter in his voice. He's like, no, now you fucking with me. Wow, Wayne, have we known each other that long, man, huh?
No way you would like that fucking pale-faced lovebird piece of shit. Man, no way.
I can tell you that Wayne probably listens to my reviews then, apparently. good that charade up. You know what, well, Wayne, since no all joke bullshit aside, I think this was personally the best Marvel film. I enjoyed it, but I gotta agree with you completely. The thing that drug it down was that love story. I hated it.
Yep.
Elias fucking sucked.
Thank
ass
you.
Through everything about him, I fucking hate him. And I ain't gonna lie, that last fight scene with him and Black Widow was badass, but because what I love about it was he was doing all the talking and she was just swinging punches at his ass. I was like, yep, keep hitting his ass till he shuts the fuck up. Everything about him I couldn't stand. I just couldn't wait till the Punisher got a hold of him and stuck a bullet in his head. Which, by the way, Wayne and Cody, did that opening of this movie did not remind you of a little film called...
I knew you were going there.
I mean, was it not the baddest ass opening of all Marvel films? I mean,
but the Punisher in it was great.
It was awesome.
That opening kicked ass.
even they have that bit where he shoots someone, steps over his body onto his face, and then walks off. I was like, God damn.
What was the first dude he killed? He slit his throat right in front of another dude. I was like, damn. But what I love about the whole scene, though, as far as the animation goes, this is the first time I'm ever gonna praise a Marvel animation or whatever.
It looked good.
I love how they showed the eyes just blank stare white and the Punisher logo in the back, the skull logo in the back. I was like, holy shit, this dude's scaring the fuck out of me. It's like we said 2 weeks ago, Wayne. Hey, the Punisher is the most scared fucking superhero in the world.
you even said it. And when they bring him into S.H.I.E.L.D., everyone's like, holy shit, that's the fucking Punisher. And they're like fucking freaking out.
He even takes a shot at Iron Man. He shoots
him. He just shoots him to test his armor.
That shit came out of nowhere. He was just like, good to see you still bulletproof too, Tony. I was like, what the fuck? And then the way they handled the Orion at the end, this dude does like some karate jump up and he just stabs him in the eye. I was like, god damn. And then Nick Fury tells him, we needed Orion and Osiris alive, whatever. And so he's like, frankly, I don't give a damn what you think. Like, yes. I smiled all the way through to that ending where he shot that dude in that bathroom. I was like, oh, yeah.
Guys, poor guy, he's been chasing the whole movie, taking a piss. Just walks up in the dark, you see the logo. Oh, shit. Bang. Shoots him in the fucking head.
I mean, how many dudes did he shoot in the head at the opening of this movie?
Oh, shit.
I think every one of them.
Four or five.
He slammed one dude's head so hard, he fucking put a dent into the wall.
He broke like three dudes' necks and shit.
And I love it because at the end of that, you just see a bunch of guns around him, and then all you see is those white eyes, whatever. Then a big-ass explosion, and he comes walking out of this slow.
Oh, yeah. He blows... God knows how he survived, surrounded by guns in a warehouse. Whole thing blows up, and he just walks out. This flame.
And he like, breaks what? That dude's Oh, everything about the Punisher was amazing.
Oh, great. That was the best part of the whole film. I loved seeing the Punisher, but then they kind of took it away from him a bit. I'm like, oh, fuck. Don't do that.
In the middle half, yeah, there was a lot they took out. But the ending and beginning, and there's a little bit in the middle, there's a lot of him to deal with, too. But I gotta say, I never thought I'd say this about a Marvel film as well. The dialogue that him and Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury had, actually, this guy was voiced by, I hated his fucking voice actor for this. It was John Eric Bentley. I thought that guy was fucking awful.
He was trying to be Samuel Jackson.
That dialogue exchange they had, I thought it was pretty cool when he was talking about casualties of war and all that shit or whatever. I was like, oh, that makes sense. I was like, I'm more on Punisher's side here, where he was talking about, like, while you guys go on your operations and let you forget about the little people that get crossed into the war and stuff like that. I was like, oh, that's actually, wow, I never thought I'd compliment a Marvel dialogue scene. That was a good dialogue scene. Wow. I thought this movie was cool. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, so you got to see your woman, Captain Marvel, make an appearance.
Damn straight. Oh, yes.
Out of fucking nowhere.
Out of nowhere, yeah, thank you.
That kid ass. I was like, this is about goddamn time. This is the closest I'm going to get to that anyway. That's probably the closest I'm ever going to get to this. I was like, that kicked ass or whatever. The only problem I really had was that goddamn Elias and Black Widow love interest they had going.
That took up a lot of screen time in that second half, too.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell, every time they met and shit like that. The fight scenes, and you know what? Because I know we talked shit about the Iron Man Technovore one. I actually like the anime style of this one.
Oh, this looks good. This looks
actually really like normal people. I don't know what it was, but they just look better in this film.
Oh, is it like how they did the Punisher, where he had like the dark eyes and he came out of the shadows and shit? Looked really fucking cool.
I like what they did with the fight scenes too, how they had like some fucking Dragon Ball Z mist flying around them and shit like that every time they did a move. I was like, that looked cool as fuck. I was like, wow, I guess that Japanese team can do something here or whatever. If they took the Black Widow out of here, you probably could have easily shaved off about 20 minutes, which would have made it like four and 5 minutes or something like that. I thought it would have been cooler.
Yeah, if this was a straight up Punisher movie, it would have been one of the best fucking animated films, I reckon. I mean, it's still like, out of the ones we've seen, this is definitely better than all of them. But the moment they had that love story came in, it really fucking dragged it down for me. Maybe because I was hoping for it just to be a Punisher Black Widow team up thing, and then there's fucking romance out of nowhere.
That's interesting. No, go ahead.
Go ahead, Cody.
No, it's interesting. You say that, Wayne, about if you take away everything else, it'd be an interesting Punisher film. Why do you say that? What makes it so much different from Warzone? Honestly, I'm just talking about the Punisher alone. What exactly?
It is animated.
It is animated.
Oh, fuck you!
It's a big difference.
You son of a bitch!
He was animated in Warzone. We talk about. I mean, he had the look. He had the voice. I mean, everything about him was like just screaming Ray Stevenson. I was like, yeah. I was like, matter of fact, they even took a subplot from Warzone where he killed those Marine guys.
Oh, yeah. Look. I love all this, but I don't emotionally connect to the Punisher until you see the backstory with his family dying and.
I don't connect with him at all in this film.
Of course not. He is literally a thing of war. He's like a dog off a leash, just going around killing motherfuckers.
Yeah,
everything I said about him in Warzone, they showed you in this movie. When he comes around other Avengers or any other body, everybody goes, oh shit.
I think the big difference between this and that is you do not have a dickhead like Jigsaw walking around in a fucking pimp coat. Fucking.
Let me ask you this. Would you prefer to have Jigsaw or Elias?
Next question.
I was about to say, because where Jigsaw was animated and charismatic,
okay, it's sadder when Jigsaw was more of a cartoon in that movie than anything in this.
Actually, you're probably right on that too, whatever. Every time Elias is on screen, it's just like, I did this for you.
Yeah, he was trying to play it like it was a live action, whereas, what's his name, he played Jigsaw. He knew he was in a cartoon, and he played it fucking perfectly. So I've never accused him of acting bad, because he knew exactly what he was in.
Like, because Black Widow stuff, I didn't mind the Black Widow stuff. It's just every time she interacted with him, that motherfucker would have to bring that shit up. It's just like, she's swinging at you right now. You still talking about, I want to stand by your equal. I wanted to be one. I did this all for you. And I was just like, all right, shut this dude.
Yeah, shut his ass.
Jesus Christ, I thought that guard would go over his fucking mouth. I couldn't wait for the Punisher to get a hold of his ass. I was like, just please, put a bullet in his ass.
Oh, he tried.
When he got killed, I stood and applauded. I was like, thank God. Oh, Jesus Christ. And then that nigga still talking. I was like, God damn, somebody shut him up. Shit. Shut him the fuck up, please. I love because after he dies, you start seeing the Punisher shaking and shit. I was like, is he going in rage mode right now? What is this? And then he starts just shooting at Orion and just like dodging blasts, and he does that two gunshot there where he jumps in the air and he pulls out a knife and just like, it's time for you to die. Oh. Like, what? He said, I'm your executioner and it's time for you to die. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Every conversation he had with Nick Fury, loved it. It was a fucking see it to me.
Well, it's only because he does not give two fucks at all about the respect to Nick Fury at all.
Hell no.
That was the thing, too. He told him at the end, he was just like, I really don't give a damn what you think. Well, I love about the first time he saw Nick Fury, though, was he brought all those guards, and when he saw him, he did like some anime shit where he just zoomed and knocked all his guards down and got right in his face and shit. I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. I'd have tased his ass too, shit. Nick Fury's black ass was like, damn, almost killed me, shit. I actually have to say, I watched this twice during the week, man. I actually enjoyed the fuck out of it. But like you said, the only fucking part I really, if it wouldn't have had the Punisher, this really would have been drugged down to probably like a low streaming or a fuck it, because Elias's character, man, was
fucking... Yeah, he's fucking awful.
Yeah.
There was nothing cool about this dude at all. This cheap-ass Iron Man outfit he had on.
Oh, was that what that was?
I was going to say, I thought it was Daredevil when I first saw him appear.
Damn.
Yeah, the red suit with the eyes, Clyde, I'm like, it's just fucking Daredevil appearing, what the fuck?
Yeah, he was fucking widow. Yeah, I believe it. Yeah,
Well, is Elias actually? I mean, you guys know the comics more than me. Is he in any of this shit ever? Elias.
They switched him up pretty drastically. Actually, he's actually Egghead in comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orion is pretty much the same, but Orion's more like Black Widow's enemy. But he really hadn't really that many appearances in the books and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, he was a KGB warlord and shit like that. So a lot of it is kind of similar, I think, except for Elias. Oh, and plus, Hulk not really talking. They did have Graviton in here, too. He's one of my favorite Marvel villains. Mm-hmm. I love the fuck out of Graviton. Earth's Mightiest Heroes did something with him in the first episode, I believe.
Yep.
Just beat the shit out of the Avengers for so god almost the whole damn episode and shit. I was like, damn. I thought you saved these type of villains for the endings and shit. But yeah, I like seeing him on screen and Hulk's throwing his ass across the world. Graviton is a villain, obviously, who can control gravity.
Yep, so I've never heard of him. There you are, learn something new every day.
He's a badass villain, I must say. I think Thor was the only one that probably could put him down.
Thor didn't do shit. He just appeared and never showed up again.
He threw a hammer at Tony Stark down there.
Yeah.
I think Hawkeye, it's not like the same guy that did the voice for Earth's Mightiest Heroes, too.
Probably was. I don't know.
The voice was very fucking similar to like a lot of the Hawkeye stuff I've heard him done in the past. I was like, man, that sounds like the same dude.
Speaking of voice work, what do you think of Brian? Was it Brian Bloom, Punisher?
Yeah, Frank Castle. Cowboy was cool.
Yeah, I think he had the voice work.
Yeah, he nailed it, in my opinion.
The only voice work I didn't like was Nick Fury and Elias had okay voice work, but he's got...
I thought he was kind of sad. I thought Black Widow was just okay as well.
I didn't like her animation style.
Okay.
Towards the eyes and shit like that. And then, I don't know if you guys know, but when she first started talking to Frank Castle, her mouth wasn't even moving sometimes. I was like, what the fuck? I thought her animation style just looked weird. It was like, how Japanese anime style, when they got the main female character, they always over the top with her, but everybody else, like Maria Hill, you see her in the background, just like, she looks fucking normal like everybody else.
Yep. now I worked at Ron Noni's voice. You know who he played? He played Black Mask in Arkham Knight.
Oh, really?
That's why
it's familiar. He was also in Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Yeah.
Too. Wasn't he the dude that was in 18?
That's the dude in 18,
Yeah, that was the villain in 18, damn, this dude.
That one where he's got a familiar voice.
Oh, Wayne, he was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in 2012. Oh,
fuck that shit.
and he was in Avengers Assemble. Wow, he's done a lot of shit.
Yeah, a lot of fucking voice. He's always been Black Mask.
Video game shit, that's for damn sure. Yeah. God damn. Oh, he was in Arkham Origins as well, and Blackgate. Yeah. And Saints Row 4 and God of War. Fuck that game. He was in Deadpool the game. Damn, this nigga was in God damn, you got a lot of fucking video game work here. Call,
Mad
all the
Max. Oh, my boy.
He was in Darkness 2, Mass Effect 3, the Amazing Spider-Man game. Fuck that game. Dead Space. Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Gears of War 3. What is this? Batman, The Brave and the Bold? Yeah, fuck that show. yeah, Uncharted 3. Star Wars, the Cody's game, Knights of the Old Republic.
Oh, yeah.
He was also in Justice League, what was this, Crisis on Two Earths? God damn. All right, well.
You've done a lot of fucking work. Jesus.
Shit time.
Mm-hmm. What about Amadeus Cho? You guys think of the voice work for him? Eric Baza, I believe.
yeah. It's just there.
it was okay.
I thought he played the voice work for Amadeus pretty well, I must say, because Amadeus is a fucking little bastard sometimes. Amadeus has been a huge part of the Marvel Universe for years now, people. Actually, he's the new Hulk in the Hulk series they got going right now for the comics. Mm-hmm. I know on Ultimate Spider-Man, I think the show, he plays Iron Spider on there as well.
Mm.
So yeah, they had this guy do multiple fucking things in the Marvel Universe as far as like comics and cartoons and stuff like that. The little bastard, little lucky motherfucker, whatever. Shit. Why you get to fucking play with everybody's power? Ain't that a bitch? Shit. Yeah, you know, like diversity. You gotta have an Asian kid in there.
Got to.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Anyway. I really hope the Punisher was just gonna beat his ass in some part of this. Because he just, I don't know, he's a little goofy pain in the ass.
Yeah, I was kind of with you, Wayne.
I think, who was it? I think the Hulk called him the 10th most smartest guy in the Marvel Universe, something in the world, whatever. I think Dr. Doom got pissed off about that or whatever. And the leader, all that shit. Because, yeah, he's a annoying little know-it-all. He's like, yeah, shut the fuck up, little kid. I'm gonna punch your eyes straight. I love that scene where Punisher caught Kane in the hallway and threw his ass in that room, whatever, and shit. I was like, man, Punisher just don't fuck around. He's like, you got your orders, I'll do mine. Just stay out of the way. Everything about him was so fucking amazing. I love him.
Punisher, perfect. Perfection.
Perfect casting. What do you think of the animation, Wayne?
I really like the way they did in this. The lighting with the shadowing and the Punisher and the eyes and stuff, they made him look fucking scary. And for an animated film to actually do that, that's pretty, especially for a superhero fucking thing. You know, I was kind of get the feeling DC will kind of push the edge a little bit more by making it a bit more violent with their animated stuff. And it doesn't always fucking work because sometimes it just turns out to be shit. But Marvel often try and play it safe. And with this, I was actually surprised they did some pretty graphic bloody stuff in it.
It's probably the most violent Marvel film, anime film.
Easily, yeah, I would say so.
I think the next one, obviously, would be the Iron Man Technovore one or whatever. All blood and shit they were showing there, especially with Rhodey's face. Good lord, shit. He looked like a fucking vagina hole on his face. Jesus, God. Like a blue waffle just written all over his fucking face. Just, Jesus.
That's not good though, again.
Yeah, this is easily one of the most violent Marvel films. I would say probably one of the most violent animated ones we saw, which was actually entertaining and didn't feel forced.
Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. That was the difference. It wasn't violent for the sake of violent.
Like, what was that one we did with the Suicide Squad? Was it Assault on Arkham or whatever?
Assault on Arkham, yep.
No, that one was just like, it was like, oh, look how edgy it is. It's like, yeah, whatever. The story's still fucking boring, though. It's like your movie's going to be. But, I know, Wayne, you have faith in that, but don't worry.
Not much.
Yeah. Oh, well, Wayne, here, let me ease the pain for you. Fuck your faith. That movie's going to suck. But no, everything about the Punisher, man, I thought it was just fucking fantastic. You know, I got to say, John Bernthal, you really do got a lot to live up to, man.
Yes, he does.
He'll be okay. He'll be okay.
It was kind of reminiscent of what Wayne talked about, the lighting. It was kind of reminiscent of the Batman animated series.
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
How Batman would be in the shadow. Like, cause, man, you remember those, Wayne probably remembers, you remember those stop cuts where they would just show Batman and then, like, the screen, like, looked like it freeze, but everything just dark and all you see is the eyes.
Yeah, and they kind of squint a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then the villain or the criminal or whatever is just like shaking in fear and shit like that. That was kind of how it was with the Punisher. They always started with the skull and then they worked their way up to the eyes and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really cool. The lighting in here definitely was fucking top notch, I gotta say.
Oh, you see, but even like, yeah, the fight scenes, the way they were animated, just the actual gun battles, and it was done like, I was surprised to see such a high level animation for a straight to like DVD, Blu-ray kind of thing, so.
Especially on Marvel side of things.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah.
I gotta say, even for a fucking Japanese Marvel one, too, you know, the Japanese ones, when they build these Marvel ones, they go out of the fucking way to make shit things over the top.
Boy, do they.
Shit, I mean, we did one, like I said, we did one Technivore, and we saw that shit went all over.
Yep.
Especially with that villain they had in there. It's like, damn, this nigga is just all over the fucking place. I'm shocked they kept this tone with just the dude that wears a suit that shoots lasers. I was like, wow, that's pretty tame here.
Yeah, because wasn't that just some dickhead who was rival to Tony Stark who wanted to copy him and some shit like that? It's technology.
I ain't gonna lie, when the Avengers showed up, I was like, yes! Because you see those lights, that light show, whatever, and Hawkeye blows the holes in the world. I was just like, oh, that was so cool. Like, you see Captain Marvel, War Machine, Iron Man, Thor, whatever and shit. Iron Man just says one little fat, funky-ass quick line and just blasts everything. I was just like, oh. I was like, yeah, so that's the way to end this. I like the ending fight scene a lot, actually. I was actually shocked by that.
All the fight scenes were cool, I thought. I just wish they had better reason to show up, because they just popped out of fucking nowhere, literally. But, you know, whatever. Animated film.
You don't think all those soldiers were a good enough reason for it when they said what they were doing and shit? And
no, man, Punisher got that.
Punisher would have been fucked if Hulk wouldn't have showed up. I do like how Black Widow said, remember, Frank, they're people. Hulk shows up and throw motherfuckers across the world and shit like that. It's like, yeah, I think that person just died compared to...
Yeah, but you know what? You can't convince the Hulk. He just does what the fucking Hulk does.
Because he had Amadeus on his back and he was swinging his ass around like motherfucking shit. Because I think the only word Hulk in here said was Hulk hates Graviton or some shit like that.
Yeah. He's ripping motherfuckers apart and throwing them.
He was throwing every fucking body. I was like, yeah. Well, I guess Wayne's right. Ain't no sense of convincing him. Yeah, those are people. And he'd be like, Hulk smash you too.
And that's why that fucking ignorant green heap of shit will never get his own film, because it does not work that way.
Well, like we said in Planet Hulk, I don't want to see just Hulk as Hulk film, to be honest.
It can't be done. The difference between him and the Punisher, is a force of nature, but he's still human. Whereas the Hulk is just a mindless machine of destruction. It doesn't work.
Well, Hulk has his moments where he is.
Yeah.
You can tell there's humanity in him, but...
Yeah, but the films, they don't characterize that shit at all. They don't have anything to do with that.
I think the conflict of what makes the Hulk such a great character, though, is the fact that Bruce Banner is visible, and it pretty much brings the humanity out in the Hulk. But when you talk about Planet Hulk, that just eliminates Bruce Banner at all. I'm just like, I don't want to see that shit. As a big fan of the Hulk, I don't want to see that shit.
It'll be cool. It'll be edgy. It'll be the Hulk.
I gotta say this right now. When the studio's gonna stop listening to fans?
They
don't know what the fuck they're talking about. I'm sorry, Zed. Especially superhero films we ain't got that fans asked for that came out to be shit. I mean, has there been anything a fan ever craved for and it came out good?
Deadpool might be the first one.
Which one?
Deadpool might be the first one to plan. Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds was pushing that before fans were.
Well, that's true. That's true.
And even that, I think, in some ways, that's going to be done because they knew they fucked up with Deadpool. And even they joke about it, the whole TV trial about Wolverine and shit.
Yeah,
giving shit.
Ryan Reynolds has been pushing that, though, since that Wolverine movie.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's true.
He's been an advocate of that character for a long time now. I mean, unlike Hugh Jackman, who says he's a fan of the character, I actually believe Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah,
Hugh Jackman didn't even know
quality film.
Jackman didn't even know who Wolverine was until he.
Hugh Jackman's a fucking liar. That's what talks about how much he fucking loves this character and loves playing him. He's always been a fan of Wolverine. That nigga's a liar.
Bullshit. He had to read the comics. He had to read the comics before he went for the audition. Even I know that. Oh, motherfucker!
Because he gets his own two solo films. He's just like, I'm behind the camera a little bit more and stuff, producer and all this or whatever, so I'm putting it in. Just like, you watch them and go like, you really aren't a fan of
and
this.
There you go. That's the biggest trouble you just said right there. The actors who get behind the camera and think they know what to do with the fucking character. You don't know shit, just sit down and act.
But even his portrayal of Wolverine is just so bland. It's not like in the books or the show where he's sexy and violent and still human. And so it's just, when he plays, it's just like, I feel like anyone could do this, what you're doing right here, Hugh. I don't think you bring anything to this character at all. Like, especially, and it's so more obvious too, because he's so much in the forefront of everything. They just look at him and just go like, I don't see why you're so special to these movies here.
Mm. Yeah. Like, I respect Hugh Jackman for what he, like, physically, how he gets into shape for that role. But yeah, the more...
You look like that?
Oh, motherfucker, that guy's unbelievable. The tank. But if you were going to play with, like, someone as Tom Hardy playing the role, that would be more close to what, obviously, Wolverine would be.
But Tom Hardy's more charismatic.
Why. Oh, but he's just got the, like, the, he's a shorter guy, he's got that short stockiness, the aggressiveness to him, yeah, the not-give-a-fuck
attitude. Even when we get down to acting, though, he's still 10 times more charismatic than fucking
Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy's an amazing actor.
Tom Hardy's probably one of the best working actors today, and every movie we've seen him in, he's completely transformed himself into something different. So as we're Hugh Jackman, it looks like Hugh Jackman doing the same goddamn thing over, really, if he ain't singing.
Hugh Jackman is the Punisher. Oh, fuck.
Hey, don't worry, he's got a movie coming out, something, Eddie...
Oh, what bullshit is that he has coming out?
Yeah, he's got... It's coming out next month, Cody, right after Deadpool. So, yeah, Eddie...
Oh, is it? I forgot.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
Isn't that about that English fuckwit skier or some shit?
Yes, sir, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
that's
fuck right, that movie.
Man. Your people is helping the British people to ski.
Fuck that. Oh, we would never help the British people to skis. We hate the English.
I know, and yet Hugh Jackman turned his back on y'all.
You traitorous bastard. I know it's based on a true story, and yet I just don't care.
Hey, but it's Hugh Jackman, though, man. He's acting no differently than how he ever acts in things.
What, like Chappie? He's a great actor.
I know, that was his worst fucking point. I don't know. Hey, you were talking about no character. Jesus Christ.
That shit was terrible. Oh, my God. His motivation. My goodness. Ugh.
You don't like my robot? Huh? Jesus fucking Christ. You Jagger. I need the guy has talent, but damn, I have yet to see it in movies. I'm like, dude, you just another fucking pure person to me. I'm just like, I can admit that you can sing and dance and all this shit, but... I ain't seen you in one movie yet to blow my mind on your acting abilities.
What about that Pan? That was a great one.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I forgot about that. And that was the one I was actually rooting for him in. And whatever. I was like, wow, he's transformed himself into something. And I was like, all right, maybe I can work with this.
That shit looks silly.
Oh, so you're rooting for him because he transforms himself? Yet if I did that, you'd think I'm a cross-dressing weirdo.
Well, actually, that did look like you, though. That was a problem.
I did do that photo, the lookalikes. Me and him.
Yeah, you look like a cross-dressing version of a 90s rock band, so yeah.
What? Why 90s?
I like that reference, yeah. Wayne's like, I like 90s rock. It was pretty amazing, actually. He's like, what band was I, P1? Yeah. He was part of Kiss, Wayne. There you go.
Oh, fuck Kiss. I hate them.
What do you like?
I don't like Kiss.
What do you like? That's a great question. I never thought about that. What do you like?
Yeah, I got top 10 for your show next time. The things that Wayne like. There you go.
Top 10. Oh, God. I've got to fill 10? Oh, shit.
Hit me with 5 then, at least. What do you like, Wayne? Your parents? You love them?
Yeah, they're right. Yeah.
Damn. All right. Well, hey. You should meet Cody's brother. I bet you two would have a lot to talk about, you know?
Yeah, you guys need to bring him on a show then.
No, that's okay.
You don't want that.
That's right. No. You might replace Cody with all that charm of his. Yeah, I don't want that to happen now. Cause, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I thought the dude was gonna rob me at SpielCon. Dude just shows up out of nowhere and Cody tells me, oh, that's my brother right there. I was like, damn, this nigga was just right behind me the whole time. Shit.
Oh, God.
If Cody likes Wayne, that boy's the opposite of.
Can't be that bad, sure.
She ain't bad. It's just you ain't believe him and Cody's fucking related.
No, because Cody's Australian. We all know that.
Cody's also an alcoholic, movie watching sex fiend or whatever. His brother is the opposite of that.
Oh, so he's dull.
His brother doesn't even drink.
Well, Cody drinks for him.
Hey, that's why Cody drinks extra. So
there you go. I have an excuse now.
Cody's brother had a thing to James Bond. He didn't even want to use it.
Nope. He only used it once. That's it.
Yeah. And of course he didn't want to use it. Cody's brother and Cody are just, you know, they're adopted. As clear as that.
Yeah, we must be.
Yeah, your real father is in Australia.
Yep. Well, we found that out, that's for sure.
Hiding out somewhere, but...
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess we get down to the basics of here. Hey, Cody, final thoughts?
Final thoughts? Yeah, I didn't think it was a bad film. I thought it was enjoyable, especially for a Marvel animated film.
Very rare.
Yes, obviously The Punisher was the absolute best thing about this fucking film. And it wouldn't have worked at all without him. Let's be real. Punisher is fucking awesome. I cut that realization more and more each time I watch him. And like you said before, peeing on John Bernthal, yeah, a lot to live up to, my friend.
Yeah, he does.
A whole lot. Huh. We've seen two of the best Punisher adaptations these past 2 weeks.
Fucking stop saying that shit.
You know it's true, man. You know it's true, though. That's the thing.
It's true.
You can't deny it. You know,
hey, we could still go down the Dolph Lundgren Punisher if you want.
I'll give an honorable mention to Dirty Laundry, that little short that Thomas Jane made. That was pretty cool, too.
That was the third, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn, John Bertha, you do got a lot to live up to.
Hey, a whole lot, my friend. Black Widow, I thought her inclusion here, I thought she was cool for the most part. Wasn't too thrilled about her voice acting through. More towards the latter half. Elias was fucking terrible. Hate that fucking character. He sucks ass. When the Avengers pop out of nowhere, I thought it was a bit jarring at first, but hey, like you said, people, it's always cool to see the Avengers. And
really, I said for that motherfucker.
Okay, I'm just getting down to the basics. God damn it.
You got a fucking super soldier army. You got damn right you gonna call these bitches.
Like I said, you got the Punisher, man. Who need him? Who need them?
Punisher couldn't even make it to the place without the Avengers.
Can't handle that shit.
And I think it's a safe bet to know that this director also worked on Scooby-Doo.
Oh, did he now? Wow, amazing.
Thank you for that information.
Yeah. I was looking up his track record, and you go like, wow, that's a lot of Japanese anime. And then you see Scooby-Doo, and you're just like, oh, yep, gotta have that in there. When you do Marvel and DC, you gotta have a Scooby-Doo film. You know?
Yes, you do. Always, always, always. Speaking of animation, I thought animation looked pretty good, too. I thought it looked good, especially for the whole animation that Marvel seems to love so goddamn much for whatever reason. But I thought it worked well in this film. This film does give me hope to see Punisher interact with the larger Marvel Universe as opposed to, you know, just the fucking Defenders on TV. I really do hope we get a chance to see him interact with, you know, Black Widow and the rest of the Avengers on a film one day.
I don't want to see him.
It probably won't happen, but...
they damn don't want to see him. They're like, oh, fuck, not this
guy. It's a cool thing to think about. So, Marvel, let it happen, man. Let it happen. Make it happen. But, yeah, as far as the film goes, as far as the rating goes, I'll give it a straight up rental. So...
What the fuck is a rental?
Rental. Oh, sorry, rented. Goddamn.
Oh! You got no different shirt.
Fuck. Wayne, cut his fucking trick.
So, right? So sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry. I was thinking in layman terms.
Hey, Wayne, on that poster, I think it's time to take that traitor off that Batman vs. Superman. Put it on the
Star Wars style.
The fuck are you? I swear. The fuck is that? Whatever. Well, you know, I was looking up some of this guy's work, and he worked on some of the Street Fighter 4 animation as well that they did in that video game. And I was like, oh, it's kind of similar to this movie right here. And I, for one, I'm not going to lie, I don't want to see the Punisher interact with the movie version of the Marvel Universe.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you too, you trading-ass nigga, you. Shit. Shit, you take your punk ass over there to Texas, man.
Boring son of a bitch. You want to see the Punisher interact with the Avengers?
You and your
you're fucking lame, dude.
You and your fucking boyfriend. What's that nigga name?
No fun, P1.
Yeah. You and your
punk ass. You can't even get your fucking job.
I'm glad you got cut off right there, bitch.
You dumbass. Bring
your fucking gay-ass boyfriend. Yeah.
Ass up. Get your fucking opinion out so we get done with this shit. Try to hear your goddamn voice. Like, hurry up.
See a rated R Punisher with a PG-13 Avenger. Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Oh, my God. It's PG-13 in this fucking film.
What was wrong with you? Shit, he's gonna take his head blowing up. Yeah. Hell no. He's right there on the defenders. He's gonna be blowing some heads up. My man, Burnthal's gonna bring the crazy. Hey, what are we reviewing? Oh, yeah, that's right. Reviewing this one.
But stay the fucking course, man.
Yeah, you shut the fuck up, you traitor ass nigga.
Jesus, why are you always going off tangent?
I can't just stick to the fucking
movie. Just stick to the movie. Hey,
shut up.
Boys! Yeah. Boys! Can we continue?
You shut up, too. Fucking ever interrupt us with that shit.
Damn. He won there. Giving shit to Cody Williams. I am so happy to bring people together.
Cody, please, cut his fucking ass off right about now. The fuck is he talking about? If you don't get that shit out of here, Cody.
God, Cody, do not pick a fight with this man. Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
God, fucking stop now.
Wow. The hell did I do?
I think I'm going to put a wig on you and call you Jesse now.
Okay.
I don't know. Why don't you do that voice one more time? You sounded a little similar.
Yeah, Alexander Luther Jr. right there.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Well,
do you think he'll get nominated for an Academy Award for his performance?
Who?
Jesse Eisenberg.
P1, just say your name, please.
What the fuck did you just... What?
P1, ignore that.
What did you just say? What the hell you think, Wayne?
When you listen to Not Worth a Kick in the Ass, you'll understand why I'm asking that question. But yeah, anyway, what's your right?
That makes no goddamn sense at all, Wayne. I don't even know where that's going. Shit, why would you even bring that up? What does that make? I just sent you guys a little photo on Skype.
God, do I even love want it? Do I even want
it's
to see?
A beautiful photo. Don't you worry. It's a fucking beautiful
oh,
photo.
Oh, God.
Yeah, what was I talking about now? Oh, yeah. Anyway.
The fuck?
I forgot about that.
I was saying, there you go. I got another one for you. Anyway, though, like I was saying, the animation is cool. Fight scenes are great. Fits you so perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah, somebody's angry right now. But it's not bad, man.
Yeah, because you a traitor. That's what Cody was right. You were informant.
I got one fucking slip up.
You're an informant.
And I get the goddamn mountain fall on top of me. Lee, salty motherfucker, man.
You're an informant. I should listen to Wayne in the first fucking play. You were an informant. Shit. I knew one of you was a traitor. It came out of your punk ass. Yeah.
So what was your official writing now?
What did Cody get? A real? It's a fucking thing. No, you know what? Fuck Cody. Give it a high rating. There you go.
Wow, you showed me, P1.
Yeah, you got that right. You
showed me with your high rating. Yeah, oh, my God.
Cody. You probably already did, though, so never mind.
I feel so stung right now.
Yeah, taste the rainbow, bitch. Anyway. Wayne, final thoughts, sir?
It's clearly better than sex. I mean, I rent it. Sure.
What the fuck did you just say? What did you just say?
Yes. Hop on that traitor train, Wayne.
Wow. It's training ass niggas. I knew it. Who's the only one I can trust?
I would rather castrate myself with a wooden spoon than join those motherfuckers.
You fucking better. I would give you the spoon to castrate yourself. I'd be like, stick it in your ass now, Wayne.
And I would, if I had to work with Tommy, yes, I would gladly take the spoon over Tommy McGrew.
Hey, Cody don't mind it.
The fuck you talking about?
Yeah, I see it in this photo right here. Stand by your man, huh,
bitch? Well, you met Tommy. Honestly, what is that coon like? I mean, that person like?
Damn. Jesus.
Why are you defending him, Cody? Why are you saying him?
Thank you, P1. Yeah. Why are you defending the motherfucker?
I'm sorry. I just got... Little side slap by that coon terminology.
Oh my God! Whatever. You came out the fucking woodwork. Wait, Cody. So you trying to argue with your fellow spoiler host that he isn't one, huh?
Did I say that?
Cody. You fucking traitor! I'm gonna send this photo to K right now. I'm sending this to K. Where's K?
Oh, I forgot about K. Right oh God.
I get your goddamn rating. I got tired of this shit.
Oh my rating is it is a render. It's a high Reddit. But not. It could have been a little bit better with a little bit more Punisher. That's about the only criticism I got. The love story was just fucked. But that's about it. Otherwise, it was actually a very enjoyable film. But the love story brought it.
Okay. So I think we're gonna fall into the same realm on that. Yeah. Okay.
Damn,
cool.
You can go to Pornhub on your Nintendo DS. Oh, so that's what that thing is good for.
What the hell?
What's the rating again, Wayne? What
the hell are you looking at?
Oh, I have some photo of, like, on Google Plus. You could apparently go to fucking Pornhub on your fucking Nintendo DS. I found use for Nintendo right now. Wow. Fucking incredible.
That is a monumental achievement. No,
and you got double screen, Cody. You can watch two porn at oh, my God.
That's pretty badass. Sometimes I use my iPhone and my iPad at the same time anymore. Yeah, I dig that.
Wow. Oh, I thought you were going to say use your iPhone and look into my window at the same time, whatever.
Look into your window. Why the fuck would I do that?
Because there's all kind of shit going on up in here.
Okay.
I watch videos of myself now with porn. That...
Why am I not surprised, brother?
That didn't shock me.
Why not?
Yeah, well, yeah, pimp your own product. More ways than one.
You got to call me a sex addict or something like that? What are you
doing? Those words never came out of my mouth before.
Okay. Cody, I wasn't talking to you. You're a traitor right now, huh? Oh, wait, no, I take that back.
You said you guys, so I was assuming you were talking to me.
I was talking to the invisible nigga that was sitting in
Skype call.
I was talking to the invisible nigga that was sitting in your chair with a hang up on this nigga now, man.
if you're mad, shit, that have one word slipping shit.
I was talking to the invisible nigga that was sitting in your chair, not you, though. Okay, black boy, all right?
That was a fun motherfucker. Oh, anyway,
hey,
yeah, so is that it?
Hey, Cody, can I ask you a question?
Show?
Hey, Cody, I got a question for you. Hey, Cody, I got a question for you. Shut the fuck up. Just hung up on him. Anyway.
He actually did too, baby.
Well, we got Mr. Spider.
Oh,
we lost Cody, Wayne. Oh.
What is it? He Skype must have cut out. That motherfucker's gonna be angry now.
I must have cut him out. Wow. See what happens when you you see what happens when you turn your back on P1 and any other spoiler host, you become a traitor.
All I see is a message saying, you fucking cunt. Oh, well.
Must have been Skype, my friend. Anyway, Wayne. That is that degenerate, scumbag, traitorous-ass fucking Cody. I'm your spoiling host with the most, the phenomenal one, and this has been another edition of Spoiling at the Movie.
Fuck you.
Hey, Scott,
fuck
stop,
you.
My friend. I was
you dick, you son of a bitch. I hope you choke on a dick and die.
Man, I was just giving you
I hope you fall into a pool of spikes, you son of a bitch.
Wow, Cody, are you okay?
Fucking Shang Tsung style.
Hey, I'm
you a dick.
Show, man. I'm so glad you
you're a fucking cock.
Let's wrap this up now. What?
Dare you fucking
move. We need to wrap up. Whose pick is it next?
I just hung up on him. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
But Skype, man. Skype just keep cutting him out. Well, hey, it is his pick next, huh, Wayne?
Oh, so we have to ask him via text what he wants to pick.
I know because it keeps quitting on him, right? It's like, Skype keeps quitting on him. I was like, oh, man. But, yeah, like I was saying, I'm, spoiling host of the most. Oh, he's back.
He's back.
Hey, next,
Cody. That's what we're doing next, Cody.
My pick is Go Fuck Yourself. How about that?
Never heard of that one.
I love that movie.
Yeah. That's my pick right there.
Is that part 3 or part 2? Which one?
Part 1 through 50, son of a bitch.
Oh, that's a
whole fucking anthology.
We don't have time for that. We only need one.
Yeah, anyway, as far as my animated film will go, I'm going to do Justice League Paradox, Flashpoint. There you go. Fuck you.
I think it's just Flashpoint Paradox. I don't think it's
whatever
just,
it is.
Yeah, you need to get your films right, Cody. You've been
whatever it is.
Yeah, what did Wayne say one time? You've been glug-glugging a little too much. You might want to take a step back now. Like Wayne was just about to wrap it up with his lovely voice. And,
oh, it is called Just Leave the Flashpoint Paradox. I was fucking right.
No, you're not right. No, hey Cody, I think Skype's having some problems again right now. Hey,
okay. Well, before you cut me off again, go fuck yourself.
I was not cutting you off. That was Skype.
I hope
man.
You die.
That was Skype.
I hope you die of alcohol. Alcohol poisoning and AIDS, you son of a bitch.
And AIDS.
I've been living with it for 20 years now. I'm like the blue kid. But that's nothing easily. So I know Wayne will beat it when he has it.
Oh, fuck
and you,
fucker.
And you and your cancer-ridden body or whatever will be done within the next 10 years.
Cancer-ridden body.
But anyway, though, hey, Wayne, hey, like, you know, I was just wrapping it up, you know. That's Wayne right there.
Yeah,
that's
I'm here.
Coach. Yeah, it's Wayne. Hey,
we've got the whole crew back.
Yeah, next time we're back, we'll be for what's the fucking live action movie? Oh yeah, that goddamn He-Man movie. Yeah.
He-Man,
Masters of the Universe. Yeah,
my boy.
Yeah, you kept saying that about the Punisher. Look how that worked out for you. Yeah, your boy, huh?
My boy. I got plenty of boys. Hey, that sounds a bit wrong.
I can't wait to see your opinion change when you hear this about this review. Well, you know you don't like that goddamn movie.
Yeah, you'll see.
You know good and goddamn well that movie was an insult to He-Man. Okay, Wendy. All right, whatever. But people, whatever. This has been spoiling the movies. I'm just spoiling the most phenomenal one.
Fuck you.
Yeah, I already gave your exit, nigga, so you don't have to say anything, you black motherfucker, you.
My exit, nah. I do my exit, like son of a bitch. I don't need you stick.
Shut up, Cody. God damn it. I didn't want to do that.
Shut up. He's gone again. Oh, damn Scott.
Yeah, goddamn Skype. Wayne, go ahead.
And get goddamn phone Skype. My name is Wayne, and
we'll be back next week for another week after for another edition of Spoiled at the Movies. Later, bastards.
Yeah, motherfucker. Bye, bye, Cody.
Marvel's Avengers Confidential, Black Widow, and Punisher.